Now, guys, we're about to do a story on the polar opposite of what's happening in Pepper Stadium out there at Penrith, where you can basically order a pie and a hot dog from a seat. And the polar opposite is the Opera House coming up with the Vivid Live is going to have Morrissey. Now, Morrissey was the lead singer of a very, very popular English band called The Smiths, who for a while there, people were saying they're going to be the next Beatles, but they just sort of fizzled out a little bit. Have a listen to some of their stuff.
When you know it makes things hard for me.
Yeah, Morrissey, look, he's a really big name in the UK. He's huge and obviously very popular out here because there's four concerts going to be at the Opera House. And, well, it's so popular that people are going to have to get tickets via ballot.
Wow. Mm.
Which is interesting. Now, the thing that what's caused a bit of controversy is Morrissey's a vegan. And as such, he has requested a ban on all meat from backstage catering and any food and beverage bars associated with the concert hall at the Opera House on his performance nights. So for the four nights that the former Smiths frontman is performing at Livid Live in May, concert goers will have to enjoy their meat nearby at a nearby restaurant because the Opera House precinct will be meat-free.
Wow. Ugh.
Is that
un-Australian?
Oh, I think it's un-Australian. That's like
saying we're playing a game of footy at Penrith Park or Pepper Stadium and saying, no hot dogs today, guys, or I'm not running out of the tunnel.
I'm the captain of the Panthers, and I'm going to protest.
Yeah, no pies.
No bongo drums allowed.
Oh, come on.
So I hit that deep bass.
Look, I can understand his stance, and I appreciate where he's coming from as far as being a vegan.
That's his choice.
But don't force it on other people.
When people are coming to see you because they appreciate your music, not your stance on meat.
It is. He was angry in Iceland.
I know.
He went heavy in Iceland. He cancelled gig there. He said, I love Iceland. Well, I mean, we all love Iceland, don't we?
Who doesn't?
Bjork was... yeah, wonderful, except when she went berserk at the airport that time. That was a bit weird.
She wore that swan to the Oscars.
That was very, very strange. Anyway, nonetheless, talent. I love Iceland, and I've waited for a long time to return, but I shall leave the Harper Concert Hall to their cannibalistic, flesh-eating bloodlust.
Wow, that's...
tell you what, he's got a wonderful way with words.
You know, that's a good line, lyrics for a song.
It is, isn't it?
Cannibalistic bloodlust.
He's getting above himself, this plane.
Oh, mate.
He's getting above his station, Morrissey.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I've got no idea.
Okay.
How about we apply, we go into the ballot for tickets,
take a
bucket of KFC in there, right?
No, it takes steak sandwiches.
Of tripe. Throw tripe on stage.
Fantastic.
I'm going to throw a cow over my shoulder.
Or turn up one of those Lady Gaga like meat suits. Remember the meat dress she wore to the, Grammys?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, she had that meat dress. I thought it was wonderful.
You're right, but when you started this chat off by saying how big he was going to be, the Smiths, I was in England playing for Sheffield in 88, 89. This bloke and his band were the biggest thing in England.
They're Sheffield boys.
Are they?
Yeah, so, he's big and looking very, very popular, but I tell you what,
demandful.
Hates his meat.
There are other examples of this. One of the famous ones, remember Dougie Walters, when they banned smoking at the SCG? Mm. He said, take my name off the Doug Walters stand.
That's right.
I don't want people who can't have durries in my stand.
He's happy now, though. He's off the darts now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's off the darts. He did hypnotism. Hasn't had a ciggy since then. Yeah.